This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the status of legislation for the ongoing extra legislative session.
I think the mechanisms of growth in our economy that we put in place for these triggers to continue to tick down are a responsible approach.
We heard some pretty extreme proposals put forward this week, including taking the state income tax down to zero.
The first extra session of the second regular session of the 101st General Assembly started on September 14th. Missouri senators have sent two measures to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield says the first half of these two proposals, Senate Bills 3 and 5, which relate to the state income tax, build on tax cuts already in place.
You know, we saw, I think 2014 is when Senate Bill 509 was passed. We've seen continued economic growth that then creates the drop down in our individual income tax rates to a point where we have been able to make investments in infrastructure and education and teacher salaries last year, things like that. I think the framework that is in place is a responsible way to put this together.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence adds he believes the final product is better than what was first proposed.
We support middle-class tax relief, not corporate handouts. Proposals put forward by a few senators would have devastated our budget and done nothing for the middle class. I'm glad the Senate did not go down these fiscally irresponsible paths. I'm also glad the Senate did not go as far or as fast as the governor wanted to go in reducing revenue. In the end, the Senate compromised legislation that leaves more than enough money to raise teacher pay with a permanent increase in starting salaries.
Senator Brian Williams of University City points out the final vote on Senate Bills 3 and 5 was not unanimous.
Well, I just think that we should be focusing on providing incentives for departments that clearly need more child abuse investigators. We need to raise teacher pay. I think the conversation was focused on the wrong things. That's why I voted no.
The second half of the legislation included in this extra session is Senate Bill 8, which relates to certain agricultural tax credits. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says he considers both of these measures important.
We were able to get both of these things accomplished with minimal amount of fanfare and minimal amount of pain. We knew these things were important. They're important not only for, you know, the tax cut being important for literally almost every Missourian and every Missouri family, but, you know, the ag stuff was unfinished, not just this year's regular session, but last year's as well.
Missouri senators plan to return to the Capitol on Monday to continue their role in this extra session. House Bill 3, which is similar to Senate Bill 8, will be heard by the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee on Monday afternoon. Also this week, the Missouri House of Representatives passed Senate Bills 3 and 5. This legislation now goes to the governor for his consideration. Next up for lawmakers will be pre-filing bills for the next regular legislative session, which will start in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.